The Boy at the Keyhole. Written by Stephen Giles. Narrated by Kevin Spink. The morning light was disappointing, spilling faintly across the stone floor and making very little of the shattered bowl or its contents. It was hard to know for certain, not without checking, but there were probably clouds overhead, because now and then a great beam of sunlight would push through the mullioned windows, spotlighting the kitchen table and the boy sitting on it. Samuel looked into these brief flares of honeycombed light with a kind of spellbound curiosity. The dust particles churned around the bleeding wound on his leg like a swarm of bees. It was confusing more than anything. She hated dust. Everybody knew that. Yet Samuel was forced to consider the possibility that Ruth's kitchen wasn't really as spotless as she claimed. "Didn't I ask you to stop running about?" Samuel nodded. Ruth had asked that question 3 times already, and each time he had answered it the same way. She was like that sometimes, asking the same thing over and again. Did she really suppose his answer might change from one moment to the next? That he'd suddenly say that she hadn't asked him to stop running about? He wasn't stupid. "Kitchens aren't for playing in." Ruth was crouching on the floor, picking up the pieces of ceramic bowl. She placed them on the table beside Samuel, where they rocked gently back and forth. "This was my best bowl, Samuel. And it's not as if I can go into the village and buy another." She looked up at him. "Who do you suppose I was making the cake for?" Before Samuel could answer, Ruth said, "Not me, that's for certain." The boy was silent. "I should think this house has enough rooms to make a racket in without bringing it in here." "Truly, Samuel, you make so much noise I sometimes wonder if you're possessed."
"What's possessed mean?" said Samuel.
"It means a boy who doesn't have the good sense to stop." Once she was done picking up the shattered bowl, Ruth grabbed a bucket and a rag and got to work on the chocolate cake mix that had settled on the floor like a lava flow. Samuel's attention returned to the cut on his shin. A small amount of blood oozed from the wound, and the boy scooped it up with his finger. Samuel never failed to be disappointed by the touch of blood. It held so much promise when it was seeping from a wound, red and thick and ghoulish. But then you touched it and it seemed to fade to nothing, leaving barely a stain on your fingertips. "It looks worse than it is." That was another thing Ruth had repeated several times that morning. "It's not at all deep. Heal in no time," she sniffed. "Does it hurt?" Samuel shook his head. It did hurt, but he knew not to say so.
"Good," Ruth said. "I'll clean it up and then you can get out from under my feet."
She went into the larder and came out with a small bottle and a fresh cotton swab. By then, the restless clouds had shifted again, bleeding the light from the room and throwing smoky shadows across Ruth's face. Samuel once heard his mother describe Ruth as a handsome woman, but to him she just looked bothered.
"You must try to be good, Samuel."
Ruth unscrewed the glass bottle and poured a small amount onto the swab.
"Running this house by myself and looking after you is hard enough without..."
She dabbed the wound on Samuel's leg and the boy did his best not to wince.
"I just wanted you to sit down and eat your breakfast. Didn't I ask you to stop running about? Didn't I warn you that I was in no mood for nonsense?"
Samuel nodded.